HTXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
It's a Tuesday and it's the 14th of October. We're here with another episode of the HTXT AfriCast. I am Dave Greenway. Joining me today in the studio, we have Charlie Fripp, our resident news person who keeps all of the stories flowing on the site. How are you doing, Charles?
Oh, fine, thanks. And you?
Good, thanks. And Dion Duplessis, our gaming person who had just returned from a weekend of raging about video games. How are you doing, Dee?
No, very good, thanks. Just a bit tired.
A little bit tired. But you at least had fun, right?
Those 12, 13, 14-hour days will do that to you.
Yeah. We all raged this weekend. Everyone enjoy it?
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Probably the best show I've been to so far.
Yeah, I was going to say it was probably one of the best.
Yeah, it helped that it wasn't cramped and wall-to-wall with humans trying to walk through small, tight spaces that weren't created for 10,000 people.
Yeah, they did a lot of things differently this year, which kind of worked. And hopefully they will carry on doing that next year.
Apparently they gave us something like an extra 50% worth of walking space. That's probably why it didn't feel cramped.
God,
yeah, it's a big
thing. It was just fantastic.
It really was.
You could see there was a noticeable widening of the aisles.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah. More stand space, more games.
More games. That was it for me. It was just games wall to wall with like incidental retailers as opposed to other
and
years.
It was playable demos.
I was
so
just going to say, it was not necessarily more games. It was more playable code of games that weren't out yet.
Yeah. Every single game I'm looking forward to was playable at Rage.
Except for one, The Division.
There was a special section on The Division, but you couldn't play it.
There was a screening of someone playing code, but you couldn't play it yourself.
Yeah, but we still don't know when that's coming, so that's okay. I can forgive them.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, on to today's news. Lots to talk about. Most of it from Vodacom, actually, because they seem to be doing a lot of talking about stuff today. First thing out, you can get they plan to have an LTE phone available before the end of the year, before Christmas, they're saying, for sub 1500 rand. Good, bad, ugly, what do we think?
I don't know. Well, you saw the phone, so you can tell me if it's ugly.
Well, but I haven't actually seen it. They showed a slide of a 4.5-inch screen and said it's going to be that.
For 1500 bucks, does it matter what it looks like?
No, not really, or not necessarily. That's what I was about to say. I mean, it's an LTE phone. 4.5-inch screen, 4 gigs of storage, 512 megs of RAM.
Yeah, that's me guessing, by the way. Like, we know the screen. Everything else I guessed. Because
according to Dave Greenway.
According to Dave Greenway and his massive insights into the mobile world.
But that's still fine, though.
Dude, here's the thing. So the one place the networks are struggling is with capacity. Spectrum, they don't have enough spectrum to migrate everyone across to a decent 4G connection. So what they've got to do is harvest new spectrum, which means they've got to kick everyone else off of the old spectrum so that they can reform it and turn into LTE spectrum. The easy way to do that is to give people LTE devices, get them off of 2G and 3G to desaturate those networks, because our 3G networks in this country are balked. There are way too many people on 3G. That's why you always have your connection dropping, especially your data connection. You'll have 4 bars of signal and you won't be able to send a tweet or get any email or even check Google Maps. It's that kind of thing. And that's the problem. So we migrate people off by getting us LTE devices, get people off of the 3G band and reform some of the 3G for 4G or LTE or whatever you're going to call it these days, because people can't really settle on something. But yeah, I think it's not the worst idea. 1500 bucks, that doesn't seem like a lot of money to us, because we're used to seeing, 8,000, 9,000, 11,000 rand smartphones that have LTE. It's still a lot to the average consumer. I mean, Vodacom's still talking about getting prices down to 300 rand for a smartphone, which will be interesting. But still, I like it. I mean, I'm all for technology becoming cheaper and easier for people to get.
Yeah, but sorry. But that's the point that's always being drummed with these things, that technology is becoming cheaper. And I mean, it's almost like a given, but this is the reality of it. This is what's happening. 1,500 Rand LTE.
Yeah.
This is technology cheaper in action, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. I mean, you always hear it, and now we can actually start to see it.
Yeah.
More cheap technology, more Vodacom. 1,000 Rand for a 3G tablet. Good deal?
I think it's a pretty good deal. I mean, at what, $50 a month, you can pay that thing off in, what, 2.5 years?
That's 2 years flat, actually. $60 a month, you get 500 meg of data every single month, and you get a 7-inch tablet. It's a 1.3 gigahertz dual-core processor from MediaTek, 512 RAM, 4 gigs of storage, micro USB, micro SIM, 960 by 540 display, 2-megapixel rear-facing camera, which if you're using, I'm going to mock you because it's a tablet, and a 2840 milliamp hour battery, which should probably last around seven hours, I hope, somewhere around there. Look, it's not bad. For 1,000 Rand, that is really good. I mean, we've got one here in the studio. It's very, very plasticky.
But still, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of a 7-inch tablet. But it's great if you're going to be, like, on a trip somewhere, stuck in a bus station, on a plane. And it's perfect to just have a quick look at video and content and things. I won't necessarily make it work.
3G, and it comes with data. That's the best point about it. I mean, even if you buy it cash straight up for 1,000 Rand, you get 100 meg a month for 3 months bundled in just for funsies.
Exactly. So it's perfect for that. It's a really, really great cheap alternative.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got kids who like to use your tablet, you can just buy them one of these instead so that they stop dropping your iPad because, you know, new iPad screen, 3 grand. One of these, 1 grand. Makes sense to me. Makes perfect sense to me, actually. The only thing I'm going to worry about is people taking photos with these. Why are we putting cameras in tablets? Why?
I don't know. Maybe they had the space in the back and they were like, oh, what should we put here? And somebody went, oh, let's put a camera.
I reckon the next version of this can make 3G, can make cellular calls.
I think we should start a change.org petition to get device manufacturers to stop putting cameras on tablets.
Yeah, there's probably one already.
I think I'm going
to
sign it.
Yes, let's go. Let's all sign that. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast, which you probably should be, help us sign it. Let us know. Tweet us. Give us the thumbs up or the thumbs down. But something that we give the thumbs up to is our fantastic sponsors, Neotel. Neotel is South Africa's first converged communications network operator, providing a range of value-added voice, internet, and data services for enterprise, wholesale, and retail customers in South Africa. Powered by Neotel's high-performance fiber optic backbone, its next-generation network challenges the status quo, making communications simpler and inspiring you to the next level. For more information, you can call 0860-NEOTEL, which is 0860-636-835, or you can visit neotel.co.za. Neotel, inspiring possibilities, making the HTXT Africast possible, and making it possible for you to hear that Vodacom is offering iPhone 6 pre-orders as of Friday.
Run.
Run.
It will Run actually now. Be, well, it is Friday, but if you want to get technical, it's going to be late on Thursday night. It's advisable to jump into the queue because it starts at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What?
So that's 1 o'clock on Friday, 1 hour past 12 on Thursday, if I can make that point.
Okay.
So, but obviously,
so
it's advisable.
Lots of coffee.
Yes, lots of coffee. It's advisable to be there much earlier than that.
Yeah, there's always a stock issue, especially if you're looking for a specific color or a specific size of storage. Definitely keep that in mind.
Which one do you think is going to be more popular?
Six.
Just the straight six?
Straight six, not the six plus. I had a chance to play with both of them earlier today. Definitely prefer the straight 6 to the 6 Plus. I think that the Apple has this little chin and forehead on their phone. So the chin is where the little button, the Touch ID sensor goes, and the forehead's where obviously the speaker and stuff with all the headphones thing at the bottom. Anyway, so that makes it a really, really long, awkward phone in the 6 Plus. Whereas other manufacturers generally keep all of the bezels down to a bare minimum. It feels a little weird in hand.
It does. I also got an opportunity about a week ago to have a look at both. And I really do prefer the Street 6.
Yeah.
It feels better. It looks better. I'm not a huge fan of Fablety type phones, and
yeah, 5.5 is a bit much for me. I taper out at the five inch display is sort of like the sweet spot for me.
But obviously, South Africa is not the only country that's getting it on Friday.
Yeah, there's
20
something odd. I mean, China's getting it.
35 other countries.
Yeah, so China gets it this week. China, India, and Monaco. Israel gets it the day before us. And then Malta, Poland, Reunion, Czech Republic, and French West Indies, and Greenland. Greenland gets it the same day as us. I'm so glad we're the same as Greenland.
Nice.
But listen here, we beat Bahrain, Albania, Iceland, Thailand, and Serbia. And, no, importantly, South Korea, which is a much better first world country than we are in terms of where they should be getting these people, because it has LTE in it, and South Korea's got really, really good LTE.
And we beat Guam as well.
Guam. It's not even a real place, let's be honest. Actually, no, Guam is a real place.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Guamese. Guamese people?
Guamese. Well, I think they prefer just to be called American.
Yeah, I suppose.
But, yeah, but that's it. I mean, from Friday, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, sorry. So, yeah, go down to Vodacom World in Midrand or
order it online.
Order it online.
Actually spoken to the Vodacom people about the pre-ordering process. There's no way to jump the queue, and you are instantaneously vetted on the spot for
is
credit checking.
Online or
online.
In the queue?
So online, it is the same as their regular sales system online, so it works as if you're buying any other phone. And it'll basically do the online credit checking and all of that while you're waiting. So apparently it'll spit out an answer, yes or no, you can or can't have an iPhone.
And I'm sorry, Dion. I'm sure that we could be flooded on Friday morning with complaints.
Probably.
Oh, Vodacom server went down, couldn't process us, blah,
I don't think there's that many people who want iPhones.
But you never know. You're going to have the one person.
There's always one guy that's going to get disconnected. Or
trying to connect on like 2G and he couldn't understand why.
Exactly. D?
Is anybody talking prices yet?
No. Trust me, I have asked everyone. Every single person, no one can tell me. And the best answer to this is you're talking about Apple. Apple tells you how much you're going to sell it for, and you shut up and listen.
So anybody who lines up or orders online needs to be prepared for
whatever. No, look, there's more than likely going to be contract pricing by Friday.
Fair enough.
So,
but I mean, if you're going to stand in the queue at 1 o'clock in the morning, you don't really care what it costs. You want one. You are dedicated.
Look, I mean, if you want an iPhone, you know what iPhones cost. They're around 600 rand a month on contract or 11 grand straight up starting price. That's usually where they're aimed. If you can't afford either of those things, why do you care? Why? Like, yes, it's pretty and it's aluminium, but you can get other phones that are pretty and aluminium for less. And if you're willing to settle for plastic, you can go much less. And probably still be a happy human. Speaking of happy humans, we have the promise that within 2 years, potentially, we could have batteries that charge to 70% from flat in 2 minutes. That will make me such a happy person. Such a happy
person. It'll make me very happy because I often forget to charge my phone, and 5 minutes before I leave home, I realize, oh, crap, I need to plug this thing in. If I can get 70% in those 2 minutes, I'm golden.
Exactly. Can you imagine? You're like, your laptop's about to die. Oh, let me plug that in before my big meeting. 2 minutes later, 70%.
Yeah, and the batteries can last something ridiculous like 20 years?
20 years. I mean, most batteries are dead after two. Like, it just...
If you're lucky.
It starts losing, you know, like, your phone won't hold charge as well, and it just doesn't seem to get as far into the day and things like that. Yeah, I could do with 20-year battery life. I mean, imagine this. You know, one of the biggest problems that people have with electric cars is the fact that there's this fear that you're going to run out of range, you know, that you're going to break down on the side of the road and you're not going to be able to go anywhere because it's got a 300-kilometer range. So you stop at a Wimpy on the way to Cape Town, and by the time you've got a burger, you're 90% charged and ready to go again, you know? It's like...
No, it'll be fantastic.
That's the ideal. And, I mean, that's where we're going to see the real innovation, hopefully. I mean, they say they're going to commercialize this in 2 years. If not the next phone I get, but the one after has this, I will be happy. I'll be a happy dude.
It's – yeah, I don't want to say it again, but it's really amazing where technology is going. I was born in the 80s, and the technology that we had there, like Dion can attest, was like a 386 computer.
Dude, I'm also born in the 80s. I don't know why you've got this like stigma against me. Yeah, I'm a little later in the 80s.
Yes, I was
you.
80s proper. So, but
dude, I'm mid-80s. The hell.
Mid-80s, so you were about five when you hit the 90s? Yeah, it doesn't quite count.
Okay, shush.
No, but I'm just saying the technology that we had back then, it really wasn't actually technology, but now all these things are coming out. So I'm really glad that we are living in the era that we are.
You know who I really hate? I hate kids born in the current millennium. because their first consoles were like PS3s.
I was like, back in the day when I had a 360, I'm like, really?
Listen, yeah, bro. It's like, yeah, I've only got an Xbox 360. Yeah, which was your first console. How about you go hide in the corner and let me know when you like have ever played a text-based game?
Yeah, which actually brings up an interesting point. With these batteries, I'm wondering if you can't, if we won't see consoles being powered off batteries in the next couple of years.
Look, I think the bigger thing would be, you know, you have a console somewhere in the house. And, I mean, we've seen wireless charging tech that, so they've been able to power a television from across the room, literally 3 meters across the room. There is this, okay, granted, it is about the size of, you know, an average family minibus, but as the charging station, and you may or may not have got leukemia if you stood in between the TV and the charging station.
But, it's a two-in-one. It can hurt your heat your burger at the same time.
There we go. See, it's a microwave, and it powers your television, so you can heat your dinner while you're watching TV and also boil your insides. But nice. The point is that if you've got wireless charging and batteries that charge almost instantaneously, all you need to have is wireless charging stations basically placed around the world, so in coffee shops, in shopping centers, and things like that. And sort of as you're walking, your phone's just magically recharging. Or, you know, you embed these little wireless charging things right at traffic lights, and then while your electric car is pulled up at the traffic light for 15 or 20 seconds, it's getting charged back. And this sort of stuff points to a world in the future where we don't have to worry about power, because you have this power brick near you that can charge near to, you know, as near to instantaneously as we can possibly come. And we've got wireless charging stations that are around. So, you know, you get to a restaurant, you put your phone down, and by the time you've left after your meal, your phone's at full capacity. That full capacity can last you for 4 days. And, you know, the next time you need to actually, like, you'll never think about charging your phone ever, ever, ever.
Honestly, what I'd prefer is a battery that lasts for a month.
They're getting close to smartphone batteries that'll last for 4 days on a single charge, which if you could do 4 days on a, call it, 5-minute charge, I think that would be a decent compromise.
It's a good compromise.
Because you've always got 5 spare minutes. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're about to go brush your teeth or have a shower. You can plug your phone in and it's ready to go for 4 days. You know, if you get onto an aeroplane and plug your phone in, it'll be done by the time you're on the back end of a flight. I mean, there's chargers everywhere these days. I'm pretty sure we could get stuff done. Anyway, going back to gaming, specifically PlayStation and Sony, they've got a new TV show coming out called Powers, which they announced at E3, I think it was.
Yeah, it was announced probably in March this year,
and,
actually.
And bit of local relevance there. It's, is that Sholto Copley I see in the...
It is. It's his first starring TV role. I think I wrote about this back in August when he was announced as the headline star.
Yeah.
And they released a trailer over the weekend. And if you like things like Dexter and Game of Thrones and TV shows that really push the boundaries of what's almost socially acceptable on TV, apparently this show is going to try and do the same sort of thing. Sony's got the freedom to do it because they're releasing it initially in the US via the PlayStation Network, so they don't have to worry about, you know, offending anyone or, you know, whatever.
Network ratings.
Network ratings, stuff. That sort of thing. They really don't care. So they can make it as violent and as gritty as possible. And if you have a look at the trailer that I posted at the bottom of the article that I wrote this morning, you'll see there's lots of F-bombs, there's lots of violence. Sholto doesn't seem like he's playing a particularly nice guy, but again, I think that's going to just make for good TV. I mean, you know, nobody has to be the best person.
Yeah, well, if you look at him in Elysium, the movie where he was that bounty hunter,
he was still a bit comedic there. I still found that role vastly caricatured and over the top. This, I think, is going to be a little bit more, well, to overuse the word, gritty.
Yeah.
But just take a look at the trailer, see what it's going to be like. Come to DSTV at some point, because apparently what Sony's doing is they're going to release it via the PSN initially, but they're also then going to pitch it to other networks just like a regular show. So just like we got Breaking Bad, we'll probably get this in the future as well.
I like it.
It looks pretty good. I'm very impressed.
Any news on whether they're going to offer it to PSN subscribers outside of the US?
No, as far as I know, it's US only.
Okay, so we're going to have to play with geo-restrictions and
whatnot. There are ways around those sorts of things if you know where to look.
We have ways and means, yeah.
Indeed.
Ways and means, yeah. Anyway, that is it for today. Thanks so much, guys. Charlie?
Thank you so much. It's always good.
Yeah, D?
Cool, no worries.
Yeah, great. This is fantastic. As always.
We got a bit off topic, but
yeah, we got right. We always get off topic. I mean, let's be honest. We can never stay on topic. Way too much coffee and ADD. Anyway, as always, if you'd like to send us a mail, you can reach us at podcast@htxt.co.za. Otherwise, if you'd like to subscribe, either search for HTXT Africast in the iTunes or grab the feed in your favorite podcatcher at htxt.co.za/podcast. We will be back tomorrow with more awesome stories and stuffs for you to think about. Get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. Have a good day and goodbye.
The HTXT Africast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.